Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 6th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today, Maggie. How you doing, Maggie?
Hi, Taryn. I'm doing awesome. I'm so happy to be here to talk about a sort of exciting day in the Big Brother house. You know, Spicy V might fall in order for Spicy A. Player A to rise from the ashes. I'm excited to sort of talk about all of it. I think that this week has been so fun gameplay wise compared to last week, which was sort of a snooze fest. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to break it all down with you. I have so many questions for you just about, like, because yesterday I feel like they were talking about very specific moments and wording. And I'm like, good thing I'm talking to Taryn tomorrow because he will know the answer to these things that I don't, because I haven't been watching feeds 24/7.
There you go. Well, let's talk about it, because we are here to talk about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 9 live feeds. It was meant to be a day of intense campaigning, and it was a day of intense campaigning, but maybe not quite the campaigning that some people might have hoped for. But we'll get to all of that and perhaps why. But we started the day with Victoria making everyone breakfast for the first time. Weird, right?
But she doesn't know, right? How could she possibly know that something's up?
It's also funny to me that assuming Vic knows that she's going up, that her response is, should make everyone breakfast. That'll really convince them to not put me up.
You know, I just want to thank the Big Brother gods for giving us the gift that is Spicy V this season, because you truly never know what she's going to do. Like, everybody was ready for a day of what they thought Spicy V was going to bring yesterday. And it was very different, but very interesting. And I mean, what can you say about her waking up early knowing she's going to get backdoored making everybody pancakes? Like, that is just Spicy V to a T, I feel. Just like a bit unhinged.
Yes. She has in fact gone in for the breakfast method, but it's not really gonna change much. Vic is also gonna talk to Tina and say, yeah, I'm worried I'm going up, so I'm just trying to prepare. And Tina's like, oh, but I'm worried that I might go up. And to be fair, she does a good job of selling that she's worried. Vic just really seems to have a solid idea that she may be going up on the block.
What do you think that is, Taryn?
Well, I think that perhaps she was eating some bananas and, and then, you know, bananas are good for your brain and they just kind of boosted her brain power and she was able to figure it out.
And she was started questioning due to, you know, the nutrients she was getting from the bananas.
Exactly. Yeah.
So for anybody who doesn't understand what we just said, bananas is the code word for production that the house guests used. And apparently the was saying that in the DR, they were sort of asking her leading questions that suggested to her that she was about to get backdoored.
Yeah.
Which is so lame. Like, if you've ever had a sound gif or like the sound bite for the wah, wah, wah.
I don't know. I just think that they've...
It's past a point of no return!
The background of that clip sounds like someone is like running away from danger.
Yeah, it's actually the Godzilla movie, I think, is what's going on in the background.
Well, you can hear it.
So Victoria is going to go up on the blog here as the replacement nominee. I believe Beth in her speech said something about lying and manipulating. When the feeds come back, Vic is talking to Jed and Beth. Ty's going to come in. She says, I might have been able to find out what was happening based on what was happening in Bananas.
Boo.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty lame. Pretty lame stuff going on here. The true Victoria blindside was basically ruined. And she very clearly has, as she told Tina, prepared a full defense for and like sort of response to being blindsided. That is going to be what she says here to Jed, Ty, and Beth. She does most of the talking here. And says, well, look, I know you might have heard that I've said some things about your names or whatever, but that I hope you all know that that was just me getting information, playing both sides. Obviously I wasn't actually coming for you.
So she says.
Yeah.
The thing is, I don't even know. Like, by the end of the day, I had heard this pitch like four times, and the one that she gives at the end of the day was like very good, to the point where I was like, would V retaliate? Like, I don't know. Like, I have no understanding of what V would do, because how could you know? I mean, it's so like by the seat of her pants. It's really, she's doing a good job. She knows what she needs to say and what she needs to do. And I'm proud of Spicy V that she is going for it here in a way that is maybe going to be effective for her.
The response is, yesterday we talked about sort of the potential responses of Vic. And I mentioned that I felt like there's a chance that you know, instead of being mad at Ty or Jed or whatever, that she just kind of does instead kind of the like crying in his arms, how could you do this to me, but I'm still loyal to you sort of thing. And that's very much in line with the response here. There's going to be a lot of crying throughout the day and a lot of like, you know, I would have done anything for you guys. Honestly, I'm inclined to believe that it's more in line with the truth than it is her trying to play them, which, because again, just based on her actions throughout the game, that's always been her motivation. But it's hard for them to believe her because she's lied so much. So it's, right? It's like, kind of tricky.
She's swearing on her boyfriend. She's swearing on everybody. And they're like, yeah, we've heard this before. And then you told us that if we took Toya down, you would put the other one up. So like, you know, that's the thing. When you burn through all your social capital completely unnecessarily, when you find your back against the wall, you're sort of screwed. And that's kind of what happened to her. But I did want to like circle back just to before the veto ceremony, if you don't mind, when Tara goes into Beth's like HOH room while they're getting ready, and she sits down and she's like, okay, So not to beat a dead horse here, but I will never be that person who doesn't pitch. And she's going through the pitch that Beth has heard like 4,000 times before. And Beth is saying like, well, Vic probably is going to call you out. Like, she's going to have some stuff to say. It's probably going to be bad. So don't take anything that she says personally. And I think that that is really important to like lay the groundwork sort of for the rest of the day and like what the, what Vic's plan is and what the trio is sort of like egging her on to do, that like they're hoping that this creates sort of fireworks in that way.
Yes. Well, well, part of Vic's pitch is that, that yes, I was saying your names, but, I wasn't always saying your names. Jed is basically like, she says everyone outside of this room is coming for you. I'm your only ally. This makes no sense. I'm sorry that I had to say your names to other people, but I was just playing all sides. I was getting information from them to help protect you. And Ty's like, yeah, but you never told us that you were doing any of that. And he, in the middle of him being like, well, the thing is, cause this is Ty and he's, well, question for you. The thing is, you never told us about
any
of that.
Right? Question for you.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
Like his thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I noticed that yesterday.
And Vic just will just interrupts him and she's like, no, you just don't understand what I was doing for you. Jed is like, well, did you say that you wanted to throw Beth's bag over the balcony? Vic's absolutely not. I would never. That was Tara. Tara was the one that was upset about Beth's bag. And I was just agreeing with what Tara said.
So this is my question for you. This yes. is what I was like. I was very excited to talk to you about Baggate because they have two completely conflicting stories. Kiefer backs up Tara. Do you remember this moment?
This is 100% Vic.
Okay, great.
This is Vic's MO. Vic did say that she wanted to put Jed and Beth up because she was mad. Vic did go to Tara and tell Tara that Beth had been saying her name. Vic very much did plan on putting Beth up on the block. So this is the thing. She's lying about specific things and admitting to general things, which you should be doing the complete opposite. You should be admitting to the specific things that can be verified and denying the general things that that are so general that nobody could be like, well, I guess, I don't know, I don't have a specific moment. I definitely do not like that approach. She's also going to admit to being the invisible HOH and says that I used it to protect you guys. And Jed's like, yeah, we knew it was you the whole time. And she's, oh, well, I mean, I knew that you knew.
And Beth is like, it was you, but you were going around telling everyone it was Ty. Mm-hmm. So like you wanted Ty to take the fall. And she's like, I never said Ty. I was deflecting from me. I don't know what I said. And so they're catching her in these, like you said, specific lies. But she is like generally telling the truth about where everybody else stands in the game. Like when she's going through the other players and what their feelings are on the trio, she is being truthful. That's the thing. I'm like, oh gosh, like if I was the trio, my head would be all scrambled too, because she is telling them correct information about Tina, who she refers to as Blue Line. Is that?
Yeah, they call her Blue Line.
Okay, it took me a second to figure out who she was talking about. So Tina, Tara, Ro, Brayden, she's like protecting Kiefer a little bit and lying for him, but she is really telling the truth about them. But the problem is, again, she's burned through all her social capital, so they don't really know what to believe.
And genuinely, like, I think Vic just can't let go of her lies, right? Like, she needs to just be fully, she needs to go, look, here's the deal. When I was HOH, I wanted Toya out because I wanted to work. I wanted to be closer with you guys. during that week, we made an alliance called the Oddballs, and it's been running ever since. But I didn't really want to work with them because I wanted to work with you guys. That's why I took out Austin, but they're still working together. And yes, I did want to take out Beth because I also still wanted to get closer to you guys. But I understand now that I'm not as slick as I thought I was. And you know what? I'm willing to take my penance and stay on the block this week. And I accept that I've done you wrong and I deserve to be here. But for your games, I need to be here. And I promise you, I will not go after Beth anymore. I understand I've done wrong. I only want to help you in this game moving forward. I think the pitch needs to be that simple because, you know, they're not going to trust anything that's not really open like that.
Yes, because I was thinking last night when I was watching them in the little room where there's the games and they were talking. I mean, we'll get there. But I was thinking, I was like, Vic, the truth will set you free because you are being honest about wanting to work with them. So all you have to do is just tell the whole truth.
Yep.
Like, and I get it because I can't imagine how scary it would be to be in there and be in this position and be like, I don't want to give away every single piece of information that I have. But at this point, It's all or nothing. Like, she is out the door. She has to throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. And if she is, like, she's not deceiving them. Like, that's not her ploy to stay. She's not being deceptive when she says she wants to work with them and she would do anything for them. Like, I genuinely believe that it's true. So if she was just honest about everything, I don't know. When I was watching it, I was like, why don't you say the Oddballs? Like, why aren't you talking about that? Because then they will clearly be able to see the tie between Brayden and Ro, which they're totally blind to right now, which is going to be the one that really gets them, I think, in the end. And yeah, I was just like, Vic, just tell the whole truth, because the whole truth will help you. Is the reason that they would keep you.
Yeah, because for Jed and Ty in particular, it does make no sense to get rid of Vic.
Absolutely none.
And so, you know, the best case is always going to be the truth. And so, you know, that's the best way forward for her, I think, is to convince Jed and Ty. If she convinces Jed and Ty, they, I do think, can convince Beth if they push hard enough. If they have all three of them, then they can push Kiefer really hard. I don't know if they can get Kiefer for sure, but
last night was rough.
Yeah, that is the path forward. It's the only path forward.
I think often in Big Brother, we see people who, when their back is against the wall, like lie and do crazy things. But when you think about the people whose back was truly against the wall and actually came out of it, it's because they told the truth, right? Dan's funeral, the reason that that worked is because he outed the quack pack to Frank. Like, Vanessa got out of her back door by being totally honest about her positioning in the game with Steve. And like, I think that this is a really good lesson actually to future Big Brother players. Because you think that when you're looking like it's looking like you're dead in the water, you're going to have to do like throw a Hail Mary and do something crazy. And yet in that moment, the craziest thing that you can do is just out your game because you have absolutely nothing to lose and then try to rebuild from there. And I do think that as I was watching it last night and as I'm talking to you today, it's like, oh, I'm learning something new about how to get out of something in Big Brother. Like, the best thing you can do is be honest, you know?
After the conversation with Vic, Kiefer's going to come in and Beth, Ty, and Jed are going to kind of fill him in on what the pitch was. Beth feels bad, but Ty says that the thing is, I gave her multiple opportunities to come clean about saying our names before, and she continued to lie. Jed says that he wants her to call a house meeting and get some of this information cleared up between her and Tara. And Kiefer says, well, I mean, I was in the room with the bag. I was there. It was Vic. She talked about throwing it over the railing. She talked about all of that. And they're like, oh, wow. She's still straight up lying to us. We're so glad you were there, Kiefer, because it's great to know.
Yeah, also think this is like the first inkling that we get from Kiefer that he's like, no, no house meeting. Vic knows everything about me. No house meeting, please. I would love it if my game wouldn't get exposed, because this is like, usually in house meetings, it's like one or two people are in danger of their games blowing up. But if Vic does have a house meeting, Vic has dirt on everyone. She has dirt on every single person, and she could call every single person out and blow up their spot, which is exciting for us. Obviously, I'm like waiting for it. But Kiefer is like, this can't happen to me.
And well, the thing about Kiefer is that I feel like his desire to not have a house meeting is actually worse than the
house meeting itself.
Mm-hmm. I don't think his game would actually be called out that much. I think he'd be okay.
I also agree, because he's the one vote Vic needs and she knows it. So why would she go after and blow up the spot of the person that she needs to turn the tides for her? I just think that he can't really see that. And he's like, Vic knows a lot about me and she knows a lot about all the crap I've been talking. But yeah, it's like his desire not to have a house meeting is super sketchy. And if I was in there and he was freaking out the way he was, the second he left, I would obviously be like, okay, well, she knows something about him.
Mm-hmm. So Ty says, look, the thing is that even if she's telling the truth, it's not about that anymore. Mm-hmm. It's about who she is as a player and the move that needs to be made this week. And Jed agrees. He says, we can't repair this. The move is made. She needs to go.
Except they can repair it. They don't realize, like, guys, she loves you. Like, you can repair it. I really believe that she would not go after them, right? Like, I mean, how do you feel about it? Would she really not go after Jed and Ty in retaliation?
I don't think she would go after Jed and Ty in retaliation. I think she'd go after Beth in retaliation. Okay.
Yeah, but that's the thing. But
she would put up like Jed as the pawn next to Beth to make sure that Beth goes home. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. I just, oh, man. It's really, I'm so excited to see how it sort of plays out. I know it's Tuesday and we only have two more days, but I'm like, she does have a decent pitch, like way better than I thought Vic was going to have. And you're right. Like, if the guys could see it clearly, they know that the best move is to not have had this happen in the first place. But I don't know. I feel like sort of torn on what the correct move is for everybody this week too. About what me as the audience wants to see.
I mean, the situation is that with Vic, I don't think that she will be loyal to the end to the guys. I never thought she'd be loyal to the end with the guys. Mm-hmm. In particular, now she's not going to be loyal to the end to the guys, but she will not come after them until it is too late. Mm-hmm. And I still believe that to be the case. I do think she would go after Beth, but especially in a double eviction situation, if they vote to keep her, if Beth breaks a tie to save Vic, I do not think that Vic will put Beth up on the block in the double eviction. I think she'll put up, you know, Tina, Tara, and Backdoor Row or something along those lines, right? Or Brayden, Tara, Backdoor Row. I do think that she would actually do that in a double eviction situation. After the double eviction, if she wins, she might still go after Ro unless Ro is not there anymore. But at that point, she'd start to consider maybe going after Beth. And then once Beth is gone, she'd want to maybe turn on the guys. But that's way better than Tara, who in the double eviction would put up Jed and Ty.
I know.
So, no matter how you feel about Vic or whether she would eventually turn or what, I do think that she is considerably better for the guys' games. And they should be trying to get her to stay, I think.
Yes. And as like a fan from like the true fan perspective, obviously I would like Victoria to stay. She is amazing television. We can't lose her first to the jury. That would stink. Tara is not giving me anything. She can go. You know what I mean? Like I would much rather Vic stay. But also I love the like tension this has caused within the triangle this week. I also, last week when I was on the update, I said that I called Beth a showmantress, and I feel like she might have heard me, you know, or maybe Jed heard me and said what he probably shouldn't have, which is, where would your game be without us here? Which, unfortunately for Beth at that point, was true. But unfortunately for Jed, she did take to heart and she started to really play. And I am very into what player A has been doing this week. I love that she is being self-interested and that she's making the move that it works for her. This is something that the other showmantresses would never have done. So I'm proud of her. I want her to keep going. I want her to bring out her true Allison Irwin and just really go for it. But yeah, I really love the tension this week between them, because it's been so fun to see how it's going to play out and watch them all try and push and pull on one another and figure out how to end up in the best spot.
Yeah. So we are going to move on to a Vic and Kiefer conversation. She does mention that she's like, I could have taken the shot at them last week and I didn't. Mm-hmm. She tells Kiefer, you're not in as good with them as you think you don't think you are. He's like, no, I know. And he pretends to be on her side, of course, not letting her know that he just put some more nails in her coffin just a little bit earlier.
Yeah. And, you know, she's saying like she's so mad that Brayden and Tina and Tara are throwing her under the bus. And she's so mad that she told Tina to go into the HOH room and try and campaign for herself. And she was trying to be helpful to Tina. And then she just threw her under the bus like that. And she says, like, their stories lined up and they screwed her. And I was like, that's Big Brother. That's how you get outplayed, Vic. Like, that's why it worked, because they just outplayed you. They made sure their stories lined up completely. They got everything in order. And then they, like, Tina made a plan of attack. And now Vic is the victim of that, you know?
Actual allies. They don't get allies by taking out their other allies and then being like, I get this spot now, right? Like, that doesn't bond you to people.
Mm-mm. I wrote in my notes, and that's how you get outplayed, baby. Just like, yeah, if you have allies that you have a close bond with, that you have worked now for 30 something days with, you can coordinate a story. You can all get together in a room, coordinate stories, and lay out a plan of what you need to do to get something done.
Yeah.
But yeah.
For nearly four decades, J&K Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started J&K Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. J&K Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com. Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
Well, Tara is going to talk with Ro. She's worried about getting into this fight with Vic. They've both been informed that Vic is trying to pin some stuff on Tara. And she's like, that's just not what I want to be doing on TV. She said this a few times. She doesn't want to get into a fight with another woman, one of her children. And Ro is just like, I want to see it. That's what the show is about. Come on.
Ro has been growing on me more and more. I really think that he's such a fun, he's just so fun in Big Brother because he is so emotionless. Last time I was on, we talked about this too, like how Ro can't see how anyone else would be playing emotionally because he completely detaches himself from it. And because he sort of is, and I'm not trying to say that like Ro is lacking in empathy, but he doesn't lead with empathy. So he can't empathize with someone who would be playing emotionally. So he's like, you know, Tara's like trying to come to him with this like emotional, like, oh, I don't want to look bad on television and I don't want to. And he's like, well, that would be fun for me. Just like, absolutely no, no empathy, nothing there. And it's really, it's funny and I like it. And Ro, I hope you stick around and keep on keeping on.
Yeah. Ty, Beth, and Jed are going to discuss because Vic is going to continue to campaign a few times throughout the day. She's been crying to them. They're finding that a little awkward, but they are still on board with getting her out. The plan would be get Vic out this week, get Ro out next week. They really want Ro to go. He can't keep slipping by. Ty also thinks that they should be looking maybe at Kiefer as their third target, considering how sketchy he's been acting lately.
It's okay. So say Ro is taken out in the double. Kiefer wins the next HOH. Who does Kiefer go after? The trio?
If Ro is gone, I think that Jed might be Kiefer's target. Yeah.
Okay.
I think he'd put up. Currently the plan for Kiefer is potentially put up Jed and Brayden and try to backdoor Ro. If Ro is already gone, he will probably just put up Jed and Brayden. At that point, Jed would go. I believe with Tina, Tara,
Ro, all voting for Jed to
well,
go.
Well, if Ro is gone, it would probably be a tie. Kiefer would break the tie. I mean, honestly, Kiefer could vote out Brayden at that point. But he also could vote out. I don't think he would vote out Jed himself, in the tiebreaker because then he wouldn't be able to work with Ty anymore. So. I don't know. Brayden could go on a Kiefer HOH if Ro is already gone. I think his backup would be for Brayden to go, but if Ro is still in the house, the backup would be that Jed leaves because Ro would be in the game to vote out Jed. So Kiefer leaving is not like the worst thing in the world, but it's definitely not good for Ty. I don't know why Ty is the one talking about it this much because Kiefer would like to work with Ty. Kiefer might take out Jed, but Kiefer would keep Ty safe. There are other people in the house like Tina and Tara that would just straight up go after Ty and Jed. So taking out Kiefer is not a great plan.
Yeah, I think they just like can't. It's so funny because the boys are such social players. Like that's how they operate. That's where most of their strategy comes in. It's just from the social aspect of it. So they respond to social play. Like they are not as receptive to like clear strategy or, you know what I mean? Like they respond to what they're seeing socially from other people. And what they're seeing is that Tara and Tina are, you know, coming around, hanging out with them, saying they wouldn't take them and that Kiefer is being weird about everything and being awkward and like pushing back on a lot of stuff and being sort of grumpy. So, they are reading that rather than like listening to the words that Kiefer is saying and like following the logic that Kiefer has, they're looking at the way that he's acting socially, and that's why they're wanting to target him.
I mean, they're just being completely fooled by mostly Tina and Brayden at this point that neither of them will come after them. And because they think that these players are not coming after them, that they have the space to focus on the wishy-washy middle people who may come after them, but are really just the most on their side people in the house, not realizing that they should be focusing on the fact that there is a duo still in the house, Tara and Tina, both of them coming after them, both of them votes against them if they're not on the block, that are much more dangerous. And already numbers that Kiefer would have if he did decide to go after them, which is not really in his plans anyway. So this Kiefer stuff is going to continue to escalate over the course of the day here.
I know.
But in the meantime, Tara's going to put her foot in her mouth because she goes to Ty. There's a little bit of a campaign session. And Ty's like, look, by keeping Vic, I'm keeping somebody that will not put me on the block. Am I going to get the same from you? And Tara's like, well, look, I want to work with you. I would like to do that. It's like, sounds like you're not telling me that you won't put me on the block is what I'm hearing. And she's like, well, I mean, look, Ty, I've always wanted to work with you. I would like to make something happen. It's like, I'm still not hearing that I won't go on the block. She's like, okay, I won't put you on the block. Okay. Like, oh, very great. Believable.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Oh, that's just exactly what I needed to hear after 10 minutes of prodding it out of you and you sounding exasperated when you give me that answer.
Yeah. And so he's like, who would you put on the block? And she's like, well, I wouldn't want to put up Jed. But
it's like, Tara, just lie. Just bold-faced lie. Like, I don't. And like, you can lie. They trust, like, the people that you're going to say that you're putting on the block are the same people that they're saying to the trio that they're going to put you on the block, because everybody's lying because they don't want the trio to know that they're targeting them because they're in power this week. It's like, Tara, this is Big Brother 101. Like, just lie about your target. Why would you tell someone that you're targeting them when they have the power to send you home? It's... she is something else, isn't she?
Yeah. We're going to get a callback from earlier in the day. When Vic was talking about bananas and being tipped off, production was on top of it with a do not talk about production. They were so annoyed about this that they decided to put the entire house on slop. They sent a message, the Godfather, a horse head in the bed. They sent a message with bananas in the pantry, just a bunch of bananas next to a chained up refrigerator. They said, do not rat us out or we will punish you.
They said, we're scared of the internet. Don't say anything that will make people get on podcasts and boo us.
We don't want to be called lame.
The worst thing somebody could call Big Brother production clearly is lame.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's funny, whatever. Like, it's funny. He's cute, you know. Silly, whatever.
I mean, it's funny in the sense that, like, I feel like production is Victoria. That's why they love Victoria so much, because they are also Victoria, and they think that, like, they think that by punishing the house guest and sending a message with bananas is somehow going to help clear their name of having tipped Vic off. Like, no, you just incriminated yourself. You just admitted that you did this.
I guess I didn't think about it that way. That's really funny. They're like admitting by punishment. Like,
yeah.
The punishment is a form of admission. That is actually really, really funny. And I didn't think of it that way.
All right.
Wait, Taryn, we haven't talked about my favorite part of the day.
Yes.
Which was when, after the veto ceremony, when Beth went to the backyard and was alone in her little dress and was like dancing to herself that she put Vic on the block. And like, Beth is so, like, I'm sort of hot and cold on Beth. Like, she does things that are like pretty like badass, like do this Victoria move. And then to celebrate, she like dances the way that she does and just like ruins any cool factor she ever had for doing it. But also, like, she's fun, you know. I don't know, I think that the dance moves were pretty great.
Mm-hmm.
Made me laugh.
So apparently the house meeting is happening right now.
Right now?
Feeds just came back up in the middle of the House meeting, I think.
Oh, no.
So that should be interesting to talk about here. But but there's still stuff to go over from yesterday. Vic is going to cry to the triangle again. And she says, look, I don't want to play this game if it's not with you. I don't want to play with those other people. They're lame. I want to play with you. You're the only people I want to be with. You're the hot people.
You're the coolest kids in the house.
Yeah.
Like, why would I want to hang out with them? You're the cool one.
Exactly.
And Beth, and she literally says that word for word to the point that Beth goes, stop. And like the flattery is working on her. Like, what world are we in that we're sitting in Big Brother and someone's like, you're the cool people. And they're like, oh, Vic, stop that. Like, we know. It's like, what?
Yeah.
We're all adults here. Like, what are we saying? I don't know.
I mean, she's this, to be fair, this is her truth, right?
Yeah, sure. And I also think that it just goes to show, like, Beth being like, stop, Vic, like, means that it's Beth's truth too. Like, it's just like, but that's why I was like, wait, what is, like, why are we thinking of these things? In this, like, why is this coming into play in our strategy? Like, I just think that it's so reductive and silly. But before this convo, though, Brayden and Ty are having a convo just like about Vic and everything. They're sort of like rehashing everything. And Kiefer comes outside to talk to them. They're sitting outside. And they're talking about how if everybody voted today on who the best player was to win the game, Vic would win. And Kiefer's like, yeah, but I would come in second probably. Like, I'd probably come in second in the vote of like who would win if we did it right now. And I was like, Kiefer, what are you? This is Big Brother 101. He starts like listing off all his comp wins, starts like sort of talking about his, like giving like a final two speech to Ty and Brayden as they're sitting outside, like genuinely like hyping himself up. And I was like, Kiefer, this is the exact opposite of what you should do when there's still nine people in the house. Like, this is what you do when you're in the final two. Like, what are you? Why? Did you see this?
I mean, this is what Kiefer likes to do.
But I'm so confused as to what the purpose is. Like, I don't know in what world, he's a huge fan of Big Brother. In what world do people who go around touting their accomplishments, like, do well by doing that? Like, what? I just don't understand the logic, Taryn.
I mean, it's very much in line with his whole flowers speech earlier. I mean, this is just who Kiefer is.
All right. I just was like, I was watching it and I literally was like this. I wrote in my notes, I was like, this is Big Brother 101. The things that you don't do, you're like, oh no, nobody would ever vote for me in the end. Like, nobody would ever do you, like, and he's like, yeah, but if even though Vic would come in first, I would come in second because of all of this information. And Ty and Bray are like, yeah. Like, what?
There you go.
Anyway, sorry.
Jed says straight to Vic, like, I just don't think you could get over being nominated. She's like, oh, I can. I can get over it. And he suggests that she do a house meeting, which is currently taking place.
Does it look like it's spicy?
I'm looking at three different people yelling at the same time. So,
oh my gosh, I hate that we're missing it. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everybody.
I mean, look,
we'll finish quick.
Yeah, we've got to set up the house meeting now, and then we'll talk about it tomorrow. Don't worry, and we'll be live tonight with the roundtable as well. Beth, Ty, and Jed talk, and Ty says he got some bad vibes from Tara earlier. She was basically like not willing to say that she wouldn't put him up. Could the other side really all be working together? Like, is this really what's going on? Like, if they're coming after us, then maybe we should maybe consider the other option. Brayden's going to join them and they say, Brayden, are you with us? He's like, yeah. Would you be willing to vote for Vic to stay? He's like, no. I mean,
like, he's like, why?
Yeah. Like, wait, what? What's going on? Honestly, I'm kind of sketched out that you're even considering this.
Yeah. And I do think that he set it up well as to be like, you know, because they were like, are you with us? Like, it'll be a loyalty test if Brayden's willing to vote with us. But Brayden's like, you just came in here really hot after I haven't seen you in 20 minutes because you were talking to Vic. And like, now you want to change it up. Like, that makes me feel weird about working with you. And obviously he doesn't say that, but like, he sort of puts the onus back on them, which was super great, like social play. So they were sort of back on their heels where they had to be like explaining themselves to him, because Vic had gone to Bray earlier in the day and like tried to see if there was any way she could like pitch to him to keep her. And he just shut her down. He was like, well, it felt really personal when you went after me and Austin. And she's like, well, it was personal against Austin, but it wasn't personal against you. And he was like, okay, like, I don't know what you want from me. And that's during the pitch when Vic is saying that she would need Kiefer's vote. It's because she knows she absolutely doesn't have Brayden's vote. So of course, like, Brayden comes up, hears that they want to maybe keep Vic, and is immediately stomping out the fire with all of, and Brayden has like good reasons. He's like, she did this with Toya. She did this with me and Austin. Like, her word is means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. And he's able to sort of put the damper on it a little bit.
Yeah. He says getting rid of Tara doesn't do anything for anyone. And Kiefer's going to join the conversation as well. They ask Kiefer what he thinks Tara would do next week. He says he thinks it would be Brayden and Jed to backdoor Roe. And they say, well, look, we would like for there to be a house meeting so that we can get Tara called out. And Kiefer's like, well, I mean, a house meeting? And they're like, what? You don't want the house meeting? He's like, whoa, what, am I going to cancel the house meeting? Like,
But you, when you say it, Taryn, you're saying it like very light and sort of like funny. But he was like, no, that is awkward. I don't want to do that.
Well, like, so this is there. That's how this is how he started it light, right? Like, he started it like he would be down. Like, what am I going to do? Cancel a house meeting? And they're like, what, do you not want to do it? And he's like, well, no, I mean, I don't like house meetings. I think they're awkward. I don't want to participate in it. And they're like, well, you know, we're just trying to ask your opinion. And he's like, well, it doesn't seem like you want my opinion. It seems like you want to do this anyway. I just don't like the way this is all unfolding. And they're like, what do you mean? We're just trying to talk things through. And this is a bad look for Kiefer, but it's also a really bad look for Beth, I think, because,
yes.
Beth is really like when Brayden came in, Beth was like, sat him down and like all three of her, Ty and Jed, were just like, are you willing to do this? And she even was like, oh, like, it's like, we're interrogating you right now. And Brayden was like, and then they do the same thing to Kiefer, and they put him in this spot of like, you want this house meeting, don't you? He's like, well, no. They're just like, why is this even being like, what happened to make this an option? And they're like, well, Vic made a pitch. He's like, well, I haven't heard that pitch. Maybe I should hear the pitch. Cause he was like, what did she say? And she was like, well, she made the pitch. He's like, well, no. I guess I need to hear it then. It's just, it's like, what's happening here is that Beth is burning all of the capital that she's created by making this move with Brayden, with Kiefer, people who otherwise would have perhaps been going after her, now not going after her because she made this move to help protect them, and is now talking about how she doesn't want to make this move to protect them anymore. She needs to consider the other option. And in fact, she goes ahead and says, I need to make sure that Tara knows she's not safe this week. She needs to know she's not safe.
I know.
Which makes no sense. Why would you want Tara to feel like she's not safe on your HOH when you put her up? She's just going to be mad at you for considering taking her out, and she's not going to reciprocate in the future.
Yeah, that's the thing. Beth's social game, like Beth, because she's tied with the guys who have impeccable social games, she's benefited from that. But her social game leaves much to be desired. And it's this line of thinking. But also, Beth keeps saying, like, we've always considered both sides. Like, that's why we've made it this far. But I would beg to differ and say that the Sunsetters would have been running the game if they hadn't considered all sides and stuck to their guns. Like, we've been talking week after week about how the reason that they have had to play on their heels and the reason that they've been backed sort of into a corner is because they are so wishy-washy and have no understanding, like they can't make a decisive choice. And Beth seems to think that that's a strength of their game, but in fact, it's the reason that they're even in this position in the first place.
Absolutely. The indecisiveness is devastating to their game. Mm-hmm. It's so bad for them. Because they're constantly considering all options, which is the last thing you want to hear in the house when all you want to hear is that somebody just straight has your back. You want to feel like somebody is solid and that you can rely on them and trust them. That's why Vic is in the situation that she's in right now. And that's why Beth will be in trouble next week, even though she made a good move. She's screwing herself over by exposing to the very people that want this move to happen, that she's willing to go either way.
This is the discussions, though. Like, I'm not saying that players can't have discussions where they discuss all options. Absolutely. That's what Cody and Derek did together, right? That's what Tyler and Casey did together. They did it with their number one, who always knew they didn't do it in a group of five, six, seven people. And then it goes all around the house because everybody reports back to their subgroups. It's like you make a reputation for yourself as being untrustworthy, unwilling to stick to something. People are going to get mad at you.
Yeah. It's like if they have even the most remote thought that maybe they should go in another direction, they're like, hey, house, I've been thinking that what if we do this? And it's like, what are you talking about?
Yes, that's why I've always said that if I were to play Big Brother, I would, if I wanted something to happen, I would state it immediately and like as cleanly as possible. Like I would go to the person who I'm definitely not voting out, even as early as like Monday after the veto, and be like, I am not voting you out, because then that decisiveness leads to the ripple of everybody else who's considering. And it's like, oh, well, because they are like so clearly not going to vote them out, maybe we should just follow suit. But when you are the ones that are in power and you're sort of like, I don't know, like, I'm not sure up until literally hours before the eviction, why would people who aren't in that core group want to work with you?
Yeah. Well, the conclusion to this, as it always is anyway, is that Ty's like, but we all agree Vic leaving is the right move. And they do. They all agree. So all of that was pointless. All of that did nothing for them except get their allies mad at them and them mad at their allies. And
give people like Brayden the ammo to go back to Ro and Tara and Tina and be like, this is what they're saying. Like, this is all the ammo that we need when it comes to a double eviction next week where, oh, well, we promised you, but then we heard that these conversations were happening, you know, like, yeah, I don't know. Sorry, I got very heated about this. It's just like, I don't know how you can not recognize. Yeah, I don't know how you can not recognize that the biggest mistake in your game is a mistake and you think that it's one of your biggest strengths. It's like, how? It just because things have fallen into place and Victoria has won a couple HOHs and has done your bidding. Like, I just don't, it is frustrating. I want to shake them and be like, listen, make your game better.
Well, after this, Jed, Ty, and Beth are pissed at Kiefer. Like they're like, he's clearly afraid of being called out in a house meeting. That's why he doesn't want a house meeting. Ty says, this is why Vic needs to go. And this logic is very strange, but Ty says, we need to take out Kiefer's numbers. Kiefer has numbers. He'll use them against us. We need to take out his numbers, which you would think means this is why Tara needs to go.
Yes.
But it actually means this is why Vic needs to go, because if they took out Tara, then Tina would run to Kiefer and Kiefer would have more numbers. That's why they need Vic out.
After Vic has told them like, Kiefer has something with Tina and Tara. I see it. You don't understand. I'm in the room with them. You know, like, I just don't. Yeah, the logic is not there. And the thing is, I want the guys to do well. Like, I think out of all of it, like, I would obviously, I like the, you know, sort of like discourse this week in the trio. I love watching people try to maneuver and try and get themselves in the best position. But like, when these big blatant mistakes are being made, it's like, come on. Like, I want everybody to be playing at their best level so that like real fun gameplay can happen. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, really, the only other thing is that Kiefer is going to talk to Jed, Ty, and Beth afterward. He says the reason he felt uncomfortable in that room was because Brayden was there. And he's really going to try and throw Brayden under the bus as much as possible. It's a decent play by Kiefer. I think the there's some damage control that is happening here to some degree. He says, look, Brayden and Ro are working together. You cannot trust Brayden. And Ty says, you know what? I think you're right. I mean, we do see them talk all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe we shouldn't trust Brayden with so much information. But this is, you know, this is typical Kiefer kind of like trying to get, some of the other ally. I mean, it's typical the entire house, which is anytime anybody else gets close to the guys, we don't like that. We want to be the ones close to the guys. Mm-hmm. We'll see who wins this sort of Brayden Kiefer battle. But Kiefer appears to be the one losing at the moment.
Yeah. Also, I don't know if you saw this, but like Kiefer and Rohan played chess together at one point.
They did, yeah.
And they were dead silent the whole time. There was no conversation happening, like nothing light. They were just playing chess. And after Kiefer left and he was like, yeah, he beat me by a lot. Like he was really good to Ty and Brayden. And they're like, oh, really? He was like, yeah, I hate him.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. All right. It's very, it is like mortal enemies in there. I don't know what's up with that, but yeah, two people who I don't know.
All right. Well, that's pretty much anything else that you wanted to bring up from yesterday.
No, I don't think so. I probably should, you know, we should let everybody go to see what's up with this house meeting. But yeah, I'm excited to see what happens and what the fallout is and what we get.
Yeah. Well, guys, this is what I'm going to do. You can do it as well. Just rewind the house meeting. It'll be great. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you this. I've been saying all week long, Vic has the truth on her side when it comes to the guys. The guys mm-hmm. have a lot of sway over Beth and Kiefer. It would not surprise me if they were able to get something to happen. Now, a lot of I obviously don't know the content of this house meeting, but just based on the body language, it looks like it's Tara and Ro. And Brayden and Tara, Ro, and Brayden basically against Vic. Mm-hmm. Vic is kind of yelling at all of them at separate points. Whether or not Vic is doing well in the argument, I don't think that matters. I don't think the content of these things matter at all. I think this could help Vic if the visual of it, which is what I'm looking at, is that there is a unified front on the other side of the house against Vic, and they all hate her and they all want her to go. It's actually maybe even better if she does poorly in this argument, because the visual of that for Ty and Jed should be they're all coming after Vic. They all hate Vic. Vic is going after them. If we keep Vic around, then they will clash and we will be fine, which is, again, probably the truth. Now, I don't think that Ro would go after Vic before the guys, but that's what they would maybe think if it seems like Vic and Ro are against each other, right? They may mm-hmm. think this could give us a reprieve. So, you know, we'll see. Obviously, I haven't even seen the content of the meeting, but again, I don't think the content usually matters all that much. It's usually just about, oh, if this person lost the argument, then they're on their own. They're a target, right? So we'll see. We'll see where this goes. I'm sure there'll be plenty to update tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern. And also tonight for the roundtable, 8 p.m. Eastern, we'll be talking about everything that's been going on in the feeds this week. Should be a very fun one as we rate these players. I've in my head gone up and down on the players all week long so much.
My picks this week.
I
feel really good. And I probably have about $200 to my name. So because I went all in on Kyle the week he went home, big mistake. But I feel really good about what I did. I think that their stock is on the rise. So.
Who'd you go in on?
I went all in on Braden, and he's doing
great.
There you
go. Yes.
And it makes me happy because I'm rooting for him anyways. So.
I think Braden is of the many people that I thought would go up and have since kind of gone back down over the course of the week. Braden is one of the few that I think is genuinely in a much better spot. So that's probably going to be a good thing.
I'm so excited to hear you. I obviously, I love the Roundtable. It's my favorite podcast of the week. And I'm so excited to hear you guys sort of talk about the trajectory of his game since Austin left, because I think it is a really exciting story, encapsulated within Big Brother, to watch someone's closest ally go home and then watch them sort of rise from the ashes. It's always a very rootable storyline. And I think Braden is so sweet and lovely. And I'm really rooting for him. So
there you go. The survey I will tweet out after this podcast. You can find it on or at Armstrong Taren on Twitter if you want to rate these players yourself. We'll be live tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. Eastern, and tomorrow night after the episode, we'll be live as well to recap what goes down on the episode where Vic gets blindsided. Or almost blindsided. There's going to be plenty of coverage coming your way with Big Brother. I'm also going to be talking about The Circle on Saturday, if you want to check that out. And you can also find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taren Armstrong. Lots of stuff going on there. I'm also going to be talking about Survivor Guatemala tomorrow. If you're interested in listening to that podcast, should be a lot of fun.
I can't wait to hear your takes, Taren, on that. Do you like the winner? Can we get a sneak preview?
I was always a big fan of Dani. I was disappointed with her winner's award performance, though.
Of course.
Kind of made me reevaluate how I thought of her Guatemala performance, but we'll see.
Mm. Wow, can't wait. It's going to be fun. Can't wait to hear your thoughts on Bobby John and...
Bobby John and Jamie and Blake. They had some great guys on that season.
Oh my gosh. I love. That's why. Okay. So that's why I'm desperate to get you on the Temptation Island podcast, just because it's so obviously nothing you would ever want to watch on television. And I just think it would be so fun to watch you have to talk about these island hotties, cheating on their significant others.
There you go. All right. Where can people find you, Maggie?
Yeah, you can find me. I do the Temptation Island podcast. New episodes come out every Wednesday, Thursday morning, with the amazing Kirsten McInnes. And you can find me on Instagram at @MLMorgan_.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today. This house meeting is still going on, so there's going to be plenty to talk about over the coming days. And I will see all of you then.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.